from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Caribbean assesses the damage as the banana war draws to a close. The Jamaican authorities come out fighting to salvage their record on police brutality. And could moves be afoot to find a successor to Trinidad's Prime Minister, Basdeo Pandey? I'm Emma Joseph and this is BBC Caribbean Report. It's taken 8 years, cost hundreds of millions of dollars, and caused a massive split between Europe and America. But now the long-running dispute over ACP bananas is coming to an end. In a short while, we'll have reaction to the news from the region. But first, Debbie Ransom looks at how a fruit caused a row so big that it divided the world's richest nations.
It's hard to think that something as simple as a banana could wreak so much havoc. But as one headline read, banana skins litter the road to free trade. And that is what the whole dispute was about. Anxious to get more of their bananas onto the European market, the US, with its big Latin American-based banana companies, cried foul at the newly created WTO over the fact that the EU's main suppliers in Africa, the Caribbean and the Pacific were being given preferential treatment. According to the American-owned Chiquita Brands International, that has cost the company more than $1 billion US in lost profits since Europe implemented its banana protocol in 1990.